Chapter 36. The Five Points space station was designed like a fancy top, the kind Jin had had when she lived on Coruscant. The wide center revolved around the axis like a gyroscope, and ships docked along the center pillar. After checking in with the droid at the entrance desk, Jin was given 100 credits, the worth of her broken ship and scrap metal minus docking fees. A giant banner emblazoned with the Imperial logo hung over the main entrance hall. Smaller posters called for volunteers to join the Imperial military, with information on how to reach the recruiter on the station. Jin stared at the image of a proud stormtrooper bringing peace to the galaxy. She tried to feel anything. But when she thought of the Empire, when she thought of the rebellion, she just felt numb. Their battle on Skool hadn't involved Akshaya and Hatter, and yet it had killed them. Jin wanted to hate the Empire. She could say all the words Saw had taught her, emulate all the old hates, but it was fake. She didn't hate the Empire. All she felt was nothing. The Empire hadn't killed Akshaya and Hatter. The Empire plus the rebels had. The damn rebels. If Zosad and his group hadn't shown up when they had, the Empire never would have knocked on Akshaya's door. And did it even matter whether the Empire or the rebels had fired the shot that blew up the Ponta 1? In the end, Akshaya and Hatter were still dead. And further back, Tamsi Prime. Would the Empire have destroyed the factories and towns had Saw not gone? Yes, Lieutenant Colonel Senjax had said that the Empire was done with production there. But it attacked because she and Saw had been there, because they were spying on the Empire. It was just as Akshaya had always said. The people of Tamsi Prime had been ants. Ants the giants would have ignored. But Saw had made the giant stomp. Jin remembered one of the science experiments her mother had given her when she was teaching Jin on Lamu. Lyra had held a bowl of acid and directed Jin to pour in a chemical base. Then they had watched as it fizzed and bubbled. The Empire was the acid. The rebels were the base. Separately, they were fine. When they met, they bubbled over into chaos and destruction and death. Extremists were the problem. The rebels and the Empire. The people who couldn't exist without drawing lines and daring others to cross them. Jin very consciously turned her eyes away from the Imperial banner. She was done with giants. She could be an ant. She ran over her options as she was carried closer and closer to the top of the space station by the lift just past the entrance desk. 100 credits. The clothes on her back, and a small pack of supplies. At least on the station, she wouldn't need to worry about environmental hazards or dangerous animals. But beyond that, she couldn't really consider anything or anyone safe. She'd heard Saw talk about Five Points before. It was a last resort sort of place, a den of infamy where the Empire didn't rule, the gambling lords did. Bounty hunters often met there to pick up new jobs. The black market thrived. Jin tucked her 100 credits in a hidden pocket of her pants. They would not last long. She had to find food and a ship out of there. It didn't matter where. The lift doors opened, and Jin stepped into the station's main hub. 5 Points was nothing compared with the city planet of Coruscant. But it was 100 times larger than the town on Skool had been. With a finite amount of space, the inhabitants of the station occupied every area. Living cubes were built all along the walls, so high that if she stood on top of them, Jin's fingers could have brushed the ceiling. Despite that, many of the solar lights embedded in the metal ceilings were burnt out, or perhaps just broken, casting the entire city into a perpetual twilight. Someone bumped Jin's shoulder, hard, and she scooted out of the main line of foot traffic. She leaned her back against the wall of a nearby shop, her eyes alert, watching the various types of people walking by.
So,
I knew Croffin was on my tail, yeah? Someone said in a deep voice. A large man with broad hands was talking animatedly to a Twi'lek. The Twi'lek kept her eyes on the ground, not on the man who was clearly trying to impress her. So what did I do? What did I do? I took my ship straight into Smuggler's Run. Knew he couldn't catch me there. Hid out. Caught a hyperspace route, and here I am. The young man puffed out his chest. Uh-huh, the Twi'lek said, glancing at the comlink strapped to her wrist. The couple continued down the street, but Jin bit her lip, thinking. Smuggler's Run. She could use some of her credits to calm Saw. He owed her. She snorted at her own stupidity.
She could no more contact Saw than she could her father.
Both men had proven exactly where their loyalties lay. Her father cared more about his science and the Empire than about her. And Saw cared more about himself. Jin scanned the crowd again, though half wondering if Burke, the man Saw hired to spy on her, was out there. Her hand went to her hidden pocket. The 100 credits. If Saw knew... He left me to die, she told herself. She could still smell Tamsi Prime burning. No Saw. This was just Jin being weak. Her home on school had been destroyed by the Empire, much like her home on Lamu had. Stormtroopers had invaded like parasitic space ants, eating away at another place she had felt safe. Saw had saved her once. But she would never ask for his salvation again. She pushed off the wall, heading aimlessly down the street, absorbing 5 points. She chanted in her head with every step the things she needed. Food, shelter, a ship off this place. Food, shelter, ship. Saw may not have been the answer to her problems, but at least his training would come in handy. At the heart of every punch and each cold night, he had been teaching her how to survive in this galaxy. Food, shelter, ship. Survive. She needed a job. Anything would do. Well, not anything. Not yet anyway, but definitely something. She could forge Imperial freight route passes. That could work. There had to be a demand for those, considering the new blockades and checkpoints.
She felt a brush of a touch on her hip, near her pocket, where her only credits were.
Instinct took over. She snatched the slimy wrist of a Caldanian and twisted it away from her. The Caldanian cried out in pain, a gurgling low sound, and Jin tightened her grip.
Let go of my man,
a Gagoran said. His translator was old and broken, the words barely understandable through the crackle in the speakers, further drowned out by the respirator he wore over his mouth. What an odd pair, Jin thought, evaluating them. The Gagoran's long, fine white fur was matted and dirty, but still stuck to the Caldanian's dark brown, slimy skin. Tendrils of the Gagoran's fur clumped around the Caldanian's elbow and in the hollow spaces that encircled his long neck. The crowd drifted apart, leaving Jin, the Caldanian, and the Gagoran in a pocket of space between a wall and a dead-end alley. Jin could potentially burst past the two and into the crowd, but she was fairly certain that would do her no good. Not there. She couldn't see them, but there were surely others watching like carrion birds, waiting to see whom they could pick off next. Jin cracked her knuckles as the Gagoran and Caldanian grew closer. Fine. She was going to have to rely on Saw's other lessons on survival. The Caldanian struck first, which Jin had been fearing. Caldanians didn't have bones, just a flexible cartilage that they could change the rigidity of. The surface of their skin was also covered in a tacky mucus that could potentially slow her down. She needed to strike hard and fast, and she couldn't waste time getting too close. Jin pressed her fingertips together against her thumb, forming a hard point with her fingers, reared back with all her strength, and jabbed her hand straight into the Caldanian's wide left eye. He screamed in pain, dropping back. Jin's fingers were coated with sticky mucus, but the Caldanian was too distracted and in pain to fight. The Gagorin shouted as he raced toward her, but Jin dropped to the ground, kicking out to trip the large furry creature while reaching for her knife in the other boot. When she jumped up, the Gagorin had already spun around to face her, and the Kaldanian was standing again, his eye turning blue around the rim. Jin flashed her knife blade, shifting it from one hand to the other, hoping it would be enough to scare off her two attackers. It wasn't. They rushed her simultaneously. Clearly they'd fought together before, and Jin slashed wide.
She cut the Gagorin's shirt and fur, but she didn't see any dark blood splatter across his long white hairs.
The Gagorin's beady eyes narrowed, but Jin didn't have time to focus on him. The Kaldanian had wrapped a slimy arm around her throat and started squeezing. The Gagorin laughed at Jin and pulled out a small blaster.
"We were just going to take your credits," the Kaldanian snarled in Jin's ear. "But you poked me in the eye. That was rude. Wasn't it rude, Bunt?"
"Rude,"
the Gagorin agreed. Jin didn't bother replying. She shifted, and thinking that she was trying to escape, the Kaldanian tightened his grip around her neck. Jin stabbed him in the arm. The Kaldanian let go, howling. The Gagorin, distracted by his friend's injury, didn't shift the blaster in time as Jin lunged for him. Blaster fire scarred the resident cube behind Jin as she slammed into the Gagorin. She wrapped her left hand in his long white fur, yanking hard enough to jerk his head around. She balled her other hand into a fist and slammed it into the Gagorin's face, aiming for his beady eye. She felt her knuckles crunch against the Gagorin's hard skull, but she punched him again, hoping to daze him. She grabbed his wrist, pressing hard and then slamming it against the pavement until the Gagorin's fist opened and the blaster fell. Jin let go of the Gagorin and grabbed for the blaster. As soon as her hands were off him, the Gagorin kicked away, scooting down the alley. He made a run for the crowd, the Kaldanian on his heels. Jin cursed under her breath. She had liked that knife, and it was still sticking out of the arm of that slimy Kaldanian.
"At least," she thought, "I got a blaster out of the trade."